From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. NATO chief says Russian airstrikes undermining peace efforts in Syria. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's airstrikes in Syria are undermining efforts to find a non-military solution to the conflict. The Russian-backed assaults were in part responsible for derailing peace talks in Geneva earlier this week, with Syrian government officials walking away from the talks after claiming that they had ended the rebel siege of two Shiite villages in Aleppo, handing President Bashar al-Assad's government a major victory. In the meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. Conference opened Thursday in London, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The commitment of countries hosting large numbers of refugees to open up their labor markets is a breakthrough. I thank the governments of Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey for choosing solidarity over fear.
The more than $10 billion pledged Thursday aims to support people in Syria as well as Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey. The Islamic extremist group al-Shabaab has taken control of the southern Somali town of Marka after African Union forces withdrew. One resident said the insurgent fighters carrying weapons hoisted al-Shabaab's flag on the coastal town's police station and administrative headquarters. And Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu says he exploded. The explosion was likely the work of militant group al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. The UN mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants Friday morning. Mission spokesman Olivier Salgado, fighting at the site has ended and that security forces are searching the area for explosive devices. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers here in Washington that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Here's an exchange between General Campbell and Senator John McCain.
5,500, I believe that they can do the CT mission, the counterterrorism mission, in a very limited train advice assessment.
Will they be able to do both missions adequately with 5,500 troops?
Sure. Some of that will depend upon how the Afghan forces continue to make the reforms during the winter lull, how they continue to improve over the summer.
Congressional critics of President Obama's military operations against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced U.S. troop levels there will undermine the lengthy American effort that started shortly after the 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks in the U.S. The World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus, places like Latin America, particularly Brazil. The WHO is also voicing concern that the number of Zika cases could go as high as 4 million. A UN panel's finding that Julian Assange has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. And that, according to the WikiLeaks founder on Friday from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's been living to avoid extradition. Speaking by video from inside the embassy, Mr. Assange said it is now a matter of settled law that he's been wrongly detained. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond disagrees.
Well, I reject the finding of this working group. It's a group made up of lay people, not lawyers, and they are their conclusion is flawed in law. Julian Assange is a fugitive from justice. He's hiding from justice in the Ecuadorian embassy. He can come out onto the pavement anytime he chooses. He's not being detained by us.
The former computer hacker angered the U.S. by releasing hundreds of thousands of secret U.S. government files. President Obama has promised to provide more financial aid and other support for Colombia as the government prepares to finalize a peace deal with left-wing guerrillas it has battled for more than 50 years. After meeting with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House on Thursday, Mr. Obama announced additional funding and other measures he said will help Colombia rebuild after reaching the accord with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, otherwise known as FARC. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.